that I want to make sure that everybody is, you know, healthy, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, we're just human people. But, you know, that's what they brought me in for, you know, to do that. And I've had certain situations like that throughout my career before. And, you know, it's funny because, like, afterwards, I always pray for the person.
Yeah.
And you know, it is what it is.
You have to be physical more than be careful, though.
Right, yeah. You know, because if you don't be physical, somebody else will. You know, and, you know, one thing about me, I'm a jokester. I laugh a lot of stuff. Once I snap my fourth strap up, I mean, I literally, I turned into a different person. I just really be focused, man. I'm dialed in.
Did you think it was clean? Like, you didn't launch yourself?
You know what? I got to watch the film because I don't really know. A lot of people saying it was, so hopefully it was. But I didn't even know I was flagged until I ran to the sideline. So, you know, if it was the wrong thing to do, I apologize. But at the end of the day, I mean, no harm to nobody.
Because you went to the sideline, you didn't get caught up in the argument that ensued on the field.
Oh, no, not at all. That was my last play. So I just went on and, you know, did what I had to do and, you know, went on the sideline.
And as poorly as this team played defense last year, you have to be more physical.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people say, you know, we was the worst defense last year. And I kind of take it personal because I'm a part of this organization now. And, you know, I wasn't there last year, but, you know, I'm here now and that, you can never point the finger at nobody. You know, we're all in this together. So, you know, it's a whole new year. We're trying to rewrite the story and we're trying to make it to the playoffs and be a dynamic team.
Raheem, I missed the first part of your answer. Is there anything about that hit that you deemed dirty?
Not at all. You know, sometimes it's just, you know, your reactions to how things happen. And like I said, I mean no harm to nobody. You know, I'm not trying to injure anybody's career or make them not play anymore. It's just sometimes my reactions to see ball, fireball, get ball is different. You know, so there was the play we had, I couldn't get to the ball. So I had no choice but to, you know, retaliate and do what I did. So, but at the end of the day, you know, I pray for the guy, and I want him to be able to, you know, make it throughout the season. I hope that he's fine. If he's in the hospital right now, I would go over there and check him out.
These NFL rules are quirky. I mean, they're to save the offensive players.
Right.
What could you have done differently?
Being scared of greatness, you know, not wanting to make a play, but you know what? In those type of times in games and having these fans in the Vesco, you have to make plays. And if I had the opportunity, I would have got the ball first because the game is evolving on the ball.
Did your coaches say anything when you came off the field?
Nah, they were smiling, just excited. They were just loving the way we was, you know, running to the ball. So, you know, I'm going to film and see how it was and, you know, just learn from whatever the mistake may be.
You happy with the way the first team defense played, holding them?
I'm happy about the whole defense, each first team, second team, third team. But it just shows you how much practice can pay off. Because I was always told, what you do in practice, your percentages of in the game will translate over. You know, if you BS in practice, it'll show. If you're working hard and you're flying and you're taking each practice like a mini game, you know, it'll definitely show.
Raheem, did you think you had a touchdown on that fumble?
Yeah, I did, man. I was like, man, because I said I want a touchdown. And, you know, when I see the ball loose, I'm picking it up, I'm scoring. So, you know, I see the receiver behind me, so I'm running all fast, and I see this big lineman coming my way. So I said, you know what, I'd rather him hit me than this guy. So, you know, and I turned around, and they said it was dead. So I was a little huffing puffing, like, man, you know. But I wanted that touchdown back.
Tactically, they were able to turn you guys loose at the safety position. How much of that stems from the fact there was so much pressure coming from the defensive ends on the edge?
That's a good thing. You know, when your corners and safeties are covering a long time, that means you're not taking care of business. But when you got guys like Vaughn and Elvis and Vickerson and Ayers, them guys, they thrive on getting to that quarterback. You know, it's like food, you know, getting some food out of somebody's lunch pail. So that's the good thing about it. You know, now we got everybody back healthy. And Elvis, you know, he has a chip on his shoulder, and he's a Pro Bowl guy, and that's what we need out of him. He's a, you know, fantastic player.
If you were to describe this defense in one word, like fast, aggressive, both, something?
You know, I'm going to say, you know, our defense, we have a lot of integrity. That's what I'm going to say. We have a lot of integrity. I mean, we mean what we say. I mean, we mean what we say. When we say we're coming out here to be physical, we inflict the pain, we're going to do that. Because in practice, we do the same thing, and offense do it right back to us. So, you know, like I say, you know, what you do in practice, your percentages, the chances will translate over. So, I like what Coach Allen is installing in us. Because when you got a guy who can, you know, install confidence in you, it'll make you feel like Wolverine. And already got a guy like Dawkins, who is with Weapon X, so that makes it even worse. So, you know, it's a good thing, and, you know, we're all dialed in.